right, next up on postgame pregame is Brian St. Pierre, the high school the football coach over at St. John's Prep. And Coach, welcome back. Congratulations on what looks to be a pretty big win over the weekend.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, it was a big win, conference rival, BC High, so on the road, so you take those when you can get them.
You know, the story in the Salem News said that you got off to a slow start, shook off a slow start on the road. What's that mean, a slow start?
That means we gave, on six plays on defense, we gave up two touchdowns.
Oh.
14-0 quick.
Wow, okay. Yeah, really? Jeez.
Yeah, they went up 7-0 on their third play from scrimmage, breakdown by our defense. And then on the ensuing kickoff, our first play from scrimmage, we threw an 80-yard touchdown pass that got called back.
Oof.
Holding, and that was the type of night it kind of became for us early. So we got down 14-0 at one point, but scored 28 unanswered to be up by two scores at halftime.
You know, you even with all your experience, Coach, it's got to be a little, I don't know what the right word is, but concerning when that happens at the beginning of a game?
Frustration was what came to my mind.
Okay.
It was bad because we had guys in position, and we just didn't make the play. You know, stuff we went over all week. So it was just kind of a, don't know, can't explain why it happened, but all of a sudden you're staring at 14-0, 3 minutes into the game on the road is not optimal. But the kids fought back, and offensively, we pretty good offensively, so we had a good night there.
Yeah, tell me about Carson Brown. You know, the write-up says he's a senior coming back from an ACL tear, and he had an incredible night.
Yeah, he's actually a junior.
Okay.
His freshman year, the last drive of his freshman year, he tears his ACL after having an unbelievable year.
Mm-hmm.
Guy we were really excited about, and he tears his ACL. So obviously a devastating injury, not what it used to be, but still a very significant injury. Had him back for COVID fall practice. He looked pretty good. And then he tore his meniscus playing JV basketball last winter, which set him back, same knee. So he's been fighting uphill, and he's such a great kid, and he's such a hard worker, and he's such a talented kid. It was awesome to see him get rewarded the other night, and he ran exceptionally hard, and the line blocked really well for him, too.
Excellent. Tell me about one of your guys up front again, Brian, because they never get enough ink.
Yeah, right to left we go Pius Ajindu. He's a junior. Right guard, Jake Kadire. He's a captain. Center is Kurt Plankins. He's also senior. Left guard's Christian Defoe, junior, and left tackle Kyle Webster, senior. Last 2 weeks they've been really physical, especially in the run game, and we've run for a lot of yards. I want to say we're close to 500 yards rushing the last 2 weeks. So
yikes.
Anytime you're doing that against good competition, you're doing something right up front.
Generally, Coach, in that kind of an offense, is it ball control, or do you guys strike quickly from a long way away on the run?
We feel we can do both. We're averaging over 40 points a game. If you ask me, it could be a lot higher. We leave some meat on the bone sometimes, but we're really balanced. We throw it around pretty good, and we also can run the football. So it's a pro-style offense. That's what we try to be, and we think we're pretty good at it. We got a lot of weapons at receiver, and certainly running back with James Guy, but he's out right now. But when you have a guy like Carson that can come in and do that, it's pretty good.
You know, over the years, Bill Newell, when Coach Leary was there, and Bill Newell on ESX and on our MSO, sometimes the prep would get off to a slow start in either football or basketball or hockey, but always finish strong. But you guys, you have to feel good, Coach, that you've had a high level of competence from the very beginning.
Yeah, I think part to, you know, having that spring, whatever you want to call that, COVID season.
Mm-hmm.
I think we use that to try and get some kids ready that we thought might be seeing time come this fall, and that's kind of worked out for us. We started the season pretty fresh, but also with a lot of recall from the spring because it wasn't that far removed. So
yeah.
I think that's helped a little bit. Yeah, and we've just played well. We're not playing our best right now defensively. We got to get better. Offensively, we've been really consistent all year, so we got to keep that going. But now you're getting into the late October playoff starting type stuff. I mean, this is where you got to turn it on. So hopefully our guys understand that.
Is it fine-tuning at this point, or are there still some other things that you really have to fix?
No, I mean, this stuff, it's not just a tweak here or there. This stuff you have, every week's different. You know, our opponent this week, St. John Shrewsbury, they should have beat Tavarian last night. I watched the entire game online, and they're a big, physical, very skilled team. They're 3-4, but they play a brutal schedule like we do, and they lose a couple close games to really good teams, but they're formidable. So we got our hands full this week trying to finish out the regular season and then find out what our seeding is. So we got a great challenge this week. It's not even about the playoffs right now. It's just about us trying to get better and on our next opponent, and that's St. John Shrewsbury, who's going to be very good.
Yeah, that's a consistent message you've given every week, Coach, and I appreciate that. It helps me to understand what you guys have to do. A couple of quick questions. When you were playing in high school, were there times, especially as a starter, were there times when you, either during a game or practice, would go over to the coach and let him know something that was important that he might not have seen or he might want to hear? Were there ever times when you were able to contribute in that way, or is that something you just don't do?
I did it quite often. My senior year, we ran a no-huddle spread offense, so at the beginning of the year anyway. And so I had a lot of leeway in terms of calling plays the line of scrimmage, so he would, you know, Coach O'Leary would entrust me to just kind of call it from the line, and so there was a constant dialogue there. As it relates to my players now, I'm always looking for feedback. They're the ones out there. I mean, they're giving you they got the best view of anyone, so I'm always listening to them. It doesn't always mean I'm going to agree with how they see it,
but
certainly am always seeking input from them, and they know that, and it's not a one-way street by any stretch. I think probably in the old days it was. I think when I was a young player for Coach O'Leary it was. But there's definitely some give and take.
Yeah, it's funny. I can't imagine anybody telling Coach Adamopoulos something that he might not have seen back in the PB days. but I think it's so important now, and these kids are so educated, and you have such good student athletes over there. That's great to know.
And I think the game's evolved so much, too. I mean, back when Coach Adamopoulos was doing it, it was 3 yards cloud of dust.
Yeah.
Everybody saw everything because it was between the tackles. It's a much different game, though.
Yeah, it's very sophisticated. Well, that brings me up. Talking about sophisticated, I'm trying to figure out the playoffs, and I know I don't want to get ahead of myself because you just mentioned it, but it'll be probably a week from today or tomorrow that the rankings will be decided for the first playoff game. Is that how this works?
I believe that's how it's going to work. I think they need to let us know by Sunday, actually.
Oh, okay.
So we can swap films and get going.
All right. And, you know, you're in a comfortable spot right now. We'll see where it ends up. The higher, the better, because you want to play at home, I presume.
Yeah, I think so. The one thing I can't figure out, but I mean, it is what it is how we can have the same record as Central Catholic, but they're ranked ahead of us, and we beat them by 35.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I was wondering about that.
You'll never be able to explain that to me.
No. Well, I think Coach Pugh over at Hamilton One was trying to explain it to me, and he said he learned at the football coaches meeting that the system is good for if you have a high sample rate, you know, 20, 25 games. You guys have 6, 7, 8 games, you know, it's going to be going to be interesting. Anyway, Coach, the plan this week, as always, I'm sure, is you just want to work on your guys and improve.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got another conference rival. I mean, when you play in a Catholic conference, it's a banger every week. So, you know, these kids are, you know, you gear up, you play a very physical game, you take a day off on Sunday, you come back ready to go Monday, and it's like, oh, another big physical team. You know, that's part of the deal when you play here. So they're keenly aware of the challenge, and they're focused, and we'll have a good game plan. But it's going to be a highly competitive, very physical game come Saturday.
How far right is it from Shrewsbury?
We made it 1:15 last spring, but it's not a fun one.
No, I was going to say. All right, Coach Brian, as always, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. Good luck this week. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Brian St. Pierre, who is the St. John's Prep football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.